Stop what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Nice.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
Okay, so I really wanted to give myself the hardest chance of success here. So in our age group, we're used to giving our information out. We used to signing up on 100 different websites. We used to online transactions. It's not as foreign to us giving details.
Mm-hmm.
Older people, the older generation, our parents, they were taught you do not give anybody your details. Somebody asks you your name, why do you want to know that?
Mm.
All right. So they're very, 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 very skeptical. And especially this lady that I'm phoning, she's one of these people that will never give anybody any details over the phone. So, I've got my work cut up again, cut out here, all right? So, now, with all that being said, when people say, how do people get scammed so easily? I'm going to show you how easy it actually is. Okay?
Even for the hardest of targets.
I don't know if I'm just that convincing, if I sound that trustworthy. I don't know what it is. But what do you think my chances of success here are? You know I'm going to do it, right? But just typically, what do you think the chances of success would be? No, right?
Mm.
I'll show you just how easy it is. So Nadia, what is the one piece of information that your mom will never ever give out?
You'll never get her best details out of her. She's very serious about keeping that safe. That's one thing you won't get. Never you will get her bank details, ever.
Okay, let's see about that.
Hello?
Hello, Ria. It's Jan Fruya from SARS.
Yes?
I wonder if you can help me here. But we've just had a system crash on our side.
Yes?
So I just needed to verify and re-input certain information.
Yes?
In order to process your tax rebate.
I don't pay tax anyway. My husband is the only one that pays tax.
You done as the wife?
No, I don't work. I'm a housewife. I don't work.
You still his wife?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's why it's come up here. And after many attempts to get hold of Donnie, we haven't been able to today.
Yeah, he's at council. He's apparently the only one there. And he's got a hectic week this week. You know, he's the only guy at work. The other two guys, one is sick and one is on leave.
So what we needed to do, we've got a rebate that we needed to pay him from the receipt of revenue.
But they did pay us already, so how much money they still owe us?
Well, actually what happened was, is that the amount that they paid you was in... Okay, so you can see, she's blocked me at every angle.
Mm.
She doesn't pay tax, they've already paid. Mm. What are the chances, guys? What are the chances? In fact, a little bit short.
I remember because they paid 4,000 something odd rand in his bank account.
There's still another 2,100 that we owe you.
Is it?
Our system wasn't apparently compliant.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so as soon as it changed over, all the computers just had a bit of a freak out. But what I can do, because I need to make this payment today, because today's the official cutoff date.
Oh my goodness gracious me.
What I can authorize is to put it in your account, because it's basically use it or lose it today.
Sure.
Oh my
yeah, but it's no problem if I can put it in your account, if you can just...
Can you phone me back within 5 minutes? Because I just need to go and get my account number. It's in the safe.
So I'll hold on, yeah, because...
Will you hold on? Okay, thanks very much.
Okay.
Okay.
Nadia.
I cannot believe she's going to give it to you. I can't believe it.
Let me...
Firstly, which bank is it?
Standard Bank. Yes, okay, so it's 02.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Okay, and then which branch would it be?
We normally go to the new one in...
Okay.
I just want to ask you a question. Don't be saying, this is not a scam, eh?
Oh, no.
Because when you get the people and then you get all the stuff and you give them the information, and by the time you get to the bank, all your money's out of the bank.
Mm. Let me just put you over to my advisor quickly.
Hi, Mrs. Costa. Do you know who you spoke to? Does Wackhead Simpson sound familiar?
Familiar.
Okay, that's all that information.
Och nee, Nadia. Wacket, can you come online, please?
I'm here.
Oh, no, Wacket.
Mrs. Costa.
Yes?
Let me tell you, Mrs. Costa, there's a lesson to be learned here, all right?
I know. Nadia, I'm going to kill you. It's just cookies. I'm going to kill you. Nadia, jou klein bliksem. Nadia, I don't think they will ever, ever catch me on the radio. And Struz, my cookies, you do.
As true as her cookies. And then you know what I went, I did? I went, I cleaned her bank account.
Yeah.
Just to teach you a hard lesson. Just let me show you what happens.
Follow
yeah?
through.
Yeah, and I went and I bought a new car. And you know what? It's on you. Fool me once. What's the saying?
But it's that pinch. It's that if you don't give me the details now, you're going to lose the money.
Yeah.
You create that crunch.
Yeah.
So everyone has a weak spot, you know. So as much as we can judge other people getting scammed on Tinder.
And it wasn't.
You have a vulnerability somewhere as well.
Yeah. And it wasn't even a hectic amount of money. It was 2,000 rand.
Yeah. And she gave her all of your details.
All the details.